The concept of Hashgacha means that Hashem pays attention and orchestrates and directs, he manipulates and steers the world according to his wishes. Now, this is something which is clear, it makes sense intellectually from a logical standpoint. Hashem created each one of his creations for a purpose, and they all have a part to play in that plan. And each one was designed, both the spiritual and physical beings, with attributes and abilities according to that plan. If so, it's the natural conclusion that Hashem will continue to guide the world so that his plan is realized, and all creations work according to the design that he designed for them. As we have explained in the chapter 5 of section 1, the world begins from a spiritual source and then transforms into the physical in a process known as Hishtalshelus. Hashem guides the world through this process and gives each power what it needs to realize its purpose in creation. However, as we explained there, humankind is unique in that we possess bechira, we have free choice. Man can choose to perfect himself or choose the opposite, to destroy himself. In this respect, a man causes things to happen and change in the world. He's not a passive player. He's not just a reactive player. And if so, the kind of hashgacha that there is for men is different than the hashgacha for the other creations. This is the concept which is known as hashgacha klalis versus hashgacha pratis. Hashgacha klalis means where HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays attention to things in a general sort of way, and hashgacha pratis means that Hashem guides and directs and pays attention in a individual, direct, unique to each individual fashion. So being that a person can affect and change the world with his actions, his words, or even his thoughts, Hashem pays attention by definition to everything a person does, because according to what a person does, Hashem will guide his life, whether his actions are good or bad, and all the repercussions that come as a result of his actions are also something that Hashem works into his plan. So this entails that Hashem not only takes into account and is mashgiach on his actions, but also on the ramifications of his actions. Who did he affect? What did he do? How long-ranging are the actions he took? How many generations will it affect? How does it play out over history? And etc. And Hashem will then treat him as he has done, mida keneged mida. According to his action will be the reaction of the world to him. But this is only by mankind, who has free choice and can make change in the world. All other parts of creation, which don't have free choice, are led and guided by Hashem as well. But this only means that Hashem sees to it that they stick to their role and act according to their abilities. When he puts them into drive, he makes sure that they follow the program, the computer program. This is the concept of Hashgacha Klalis. Hashgacha Klalis means that they have been guided, they have been directed, they have been put into action, but their individual actions and roles don't change anything because they don't choose what they do. They act according to their nature, which Hashem built into them, and Hashem just sees to it that they should do so. So that all that requires is Hashgacha Klalis, which is the general approach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes to make sure and ensure that they do what they're meant to do. But a human has a Hashgacha Pratis because Hashem has to pay attention to every single action that he does, every single detail of his existence, and guide him accordingly, because each action they take and its full repercussions have such a large effect on Hashem's plan. And Hashem acts then accordingly, and that's Hashgacha Pratis. Pratis meaning detail. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching and guiding and leading and reacting in detail to every single act a person takes.